Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, June 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Cure Alzheimer's Fund appoints two new members to its board of directors. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has appointed Christine Villas-Boas and Brittany Bolin to its board of directors. Henry McCants, board chair, expressed excitement for their unique perspectives in advancing research to combat Alzheimer's disease. Christine Villas-Boas, president of the Michelle and Claire Gudefin Family Foundation, brings extensive banking and philanthropic experience. Brittany Bolin, former senior VP of strategy for the Denver Broncos, is dedicated to community impact. Cure Alzheimer's Fund, a nonprofit funding Alzheimer's research, has granted over $232 million to researchers worldwide. The organization has received top ratings for its transparency and commitment to directing donations to research programs. Dying Inside Nonprofit launches new website, raises $7,000 in May, and expands services for survivors of human trafficking and foster youth. Dying Inside Nonprofit, a survivor-led organization, has launched a new website, raised over $7,000 in May, and is expanding services for survivors of human trafficking and foster youth. The website serves as a platform for survivors, donors, and supporters to learn more about the organization's mission and access resources. The organization is grateful to Sharon of Luminosa Creative for volunteering over 30 hours to build the site. Dying Inside has raised $7,000 in May, thanks to generous supporters and community partners, and will open a new safe house in Conroe TX and a trauma-informed community center in Tennessee. The organization's SU of Ovor program offers mental health therapy, animal-assisted healing, gardening, life skills training, and entrepreneurial opportunities. In June, Dying Inside will welcome 20-plus new survivors into its program, focusing on long-term recovery and restoration.
The Mission-Driven Bank Fund invests in Mississippi Community Bank, advancing affordable homeownership. The Mission-Driven Bank Fund announced an investment in GBS Financial Inc., the bank holding company for Grand Bank for Savings, FSB, also known as Grand Dot Bank, a minority depository institution promoting affordable homeownership. Grand Dot Bank, based in Hattiesburg, Miss., aims to enhance the financial well-being of underserved communities. The fund's investment will support Grand Dot Bank in providing affordable financial solutions across the United States. This marks the 10th deployment for MDBF, which continues to raise capital and invest in mission-aligned banks. The fund seeks to drive growth and financial resiliency in the mission-driven bank sector to close the racial wealth gap.
Orbis appoints Mark White as Chief Financial and Administrative Officer. Orbis is pleased to announce that Mark White has joined the organization as the new Chief Financial and Administrative Officer. Mark brings extensive experience from his previous roles at Alight and Habitat for Humanity, with a 25-year career in the international NGO space. CEO Diana Wheeler expressed excitement about Mark's leadership qualities and dedication to collaboration and mentorship. Mark's personal experience with iCare inspired him to join Orbis, aligning with the organization's mission to provide global access to eye care. With a background in finance and administration, Mark holds a Master of Science in Taxation and was named CFO of the Year in 2023. Orbis is an international nonprofit working to eliminate avoidable blindness worldwide through sustainable eye care systems and innovative programs like CyberSight and the Flying Eye Hospital.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.